There's no mister. It's Higgins, sir.
The National Broadcasting Company presents a new comedy series, It's Higgins, Sir, created and transcribed by Paul Harrison and starring Harry McNaughton as Higgins. All of us have dreamed of a day we might inherit great riches, but who has ever dreamed he would inherit a butler, an English butler at that? Well, that's what happened to the Roberts family of 21 Sunrise Road. They inherited a very expensive Queen Anne silver service plus a butler. And although Higgins has been with the Roberts family only a few short weeks, he has already made himself very useful.
It's Higgins, sir.
Oh, come right in. I'm shaving.
Good morning, sir. I hope you slept well.
As a matter of fact, I didn't, Higgins. All night long, I tossed and turned.
Tossed and turned, sir? I'm so glad you came up heads, sir.
I was composing a speech. Higgins, see how this sounds. Yes. See if it makes sense, huh?
Very good, sir. Fire away.
Gentlemen, sirs... Gentlemen.
I gather the ladies have left the room.
I'm making this speech to the membership committee of the C. Wayne Hills Country Club. Now,
yes.
Hand me my razor, Higgins.
Yes.
Now, gentlemen, without a doubt, yours is one of the finest country clubs in the country. And I, for one, am proud to become a member, gentlemen. For 17 years, I've been mailing you my annual application, and for 17 years, I have had shaving cream in my mouth.
Do you enjoy that sort of thing, sir?
I've got a mouthful of shaving cream. What do I do now?
Well, either brush your teeth, sir, or shave your tongue.
And with a towel.
Here you are, sir.
That's better. Now, listen.
Yes.
Gentlemen, I am greatly honored that you have finally decided to accept me after 17 years.
Yes.
Gentlemen, you may be assured that I shall be an active member and that all my dues and fees shall be paid promptly with my blood.
Blood? Higgins, I'm bleeding. I've cut my chin.
Oh, don't let it bother you, sir. You have so many others.
I don't have any more time. I've got to get to the office early. I make the speech at 3 and have to get some extra work done.
Here's a towel, sir.
Hand me my blue necktie.
May I suggest the maroon, sir?
But a red tie doesn't go well with my brown suit.
I know, sir, but the maroon goes awfully well with the blood on your chin.
All right, you win. Tell me, how did you like the speech?
Oh, excellent, sir. That part where you cut your throat should bring a round of applause.
A round of applause.
Yes.
Oh, well, times are wasting. I've got to hurry. Now, let's see. My hat, my briefcase, I'm all set.
I don't believe you are, sir.
What do you mean? I'm all ready to go.
I was pressing these. Your trousers, sir.
My trousers? Oh, holy mackerel. Here, give them to me. Without them, I might have been able to ride the bus for half fare. Who knows, huh?
If you say so, sir.
Well, it's late. I got to hurry.
Yes. I have your briefcase, sir.
Oh, goodbye, Daddy.
Hey, goodbye, dear.
I won't see you for dinner. Pudgy is taking me out.
Pudgy? Uh-huh. Taking you to dinner? Where is he getting the money?
He has a job at the supermarket. He's in complete charge of the frozen food department. Gee, he looks so cute in earmuffs.
Hey, I'll meet you downstairs.
Stand back, Higgins.
Gosh, Pop, you beat me.
If I may say so, sir, kangaroo would envy that leap.
Leap nothing, I fell.
Daddy, that was beautiful. You flew like a bird.
Yes, like an old dodo. help me up, Higgins.
Of course.
Goodbye, dear.
Oh, goodbye, dear.
Hey, Pop.
Huh?
Goodbye, kid.
Debbie, don't jump.
Gee, Pop, you fell over again.
You jumped too high. Now kiss me goodbye while I'm down here. I'm easier to reach.
Let me help you, sir.
Well, I've got to go. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, Pop. Yes. Careful now.
Oh, I almost forgot. Elizabeth.
Yes, dear?
You're taking the car to do your shopping today?
Why, yes.
I'd like to speak to your mother alone, children.
All right, Daddy. Bye.
Bye, Pop.
Elizabeth, I'm thinking about our car and your driving.
Philip, you stop this. I drive very well. I obey all the traffic laws. I do everything I should do all right.
Yes, and isn't it amazing how it adds up all wrong? Yeah, well, goodbye, dear. Higgins.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to speak to you a moment.
Goodbye, Philip.
Goodbye, dear.
Higgins, I'm worried about the car.
Yes, sir. You mean you feel that as a driver, Mrs. Roberts, it's something less than skillful?
Oh, you put it so beautifully, Higgins. Yeah. My opinion would be a little stronger.
Yeah.
Higgins, I'd like you to do me a personal favor.
Why, of course, sir.
I'd like you to go shopping with her. Look after the car, see she doesn't do anything foolish. Hmm?
I'll do my very best, sir.
Thanks, Higgins. Find some way of going along without letting her know I ask you to do it, huh?
I'll think of something, sir.
Good. I knew I could depend on you. You're my ace in the hole, Higgins.
If you say so, sir.
Well, now, let me see. Bread, milk, meat, fish, vegetables.
A jar of chutney.
A jar of whatney?
Chutney.
Oh, of course, chutney.
A chutney, madam, is a British condiment. There's nothing like it with curry.
Curry? Oh, yes, that's what they do to a horse.
No, madam, no. No, curry is a spice, madam.
Yes, well, all right, I'll get it, since it's something you like to nibble on.
You're very kind, madam.
Say, Mom, there's a brand new cereal I'd like. It's called Blasties.
Blasters? Mm. Blasters, Master Thomas?
All the jet pilots eat it. Blasties, the supersonic cereal.
Rather, I gather if you eat that and hold out your hands, you'd really take off.
Oh, boy, you bet.
My word, he did.
It doesn't sound like the sort of thing I'd like my children to eat. It isn't safe.
Don't worry, madam. I'm sure there's a pilot's license in every box.
Well, I think that's all. Now, I do hope I haven't forgotten anything.
I'm sure you haven't, madam.
Oh, you're wrong, Higgins. I always forget something.
Really?
Ordinarily, I add canned cherries to the list for just that purpose.
For what purpose?
To forget. I forget canned cherries more easily than anything else.
If you say so, madam. Begging your pardon, but I thought I'd accompany you.
You? Go shopping with me? Oh, now, honestly, Higgins, I couldn't go to the grocery store with you.
Madam, are you ashamed of me?
Oh, no, Higgins, I wouldn't be ashamed of you. I'd be proud. Why, you look wonderful in your derby and your black coat and your striped trousers and your wing collar. The other women in the store would stare.
You think they'd be rather jealous, madam?
Yes, I think they would be.
Madam, when you buy an exceptionally daring hat and wear it for the first time, do the women stare?
Oh, they certainly do.
Madam, think of me in a brand new Easter bonnet. You drive the car rather well, madam.
Oh, Higgins, how sweet of you to say that.
I think Mr. Roberts worries unduly about your driving, madam.
I imagine American driving is quite a change for you, Higgins. You do it differently in England, don't you?
Oh, quite, madam, quite, yes. You see, in England, the right side is the left side. And the right side is the wrong side. That is, the left side is the right side. And the right side, well, everyone there is coming the other way, you see. You follow me?
No. Was I supposed to?
To simplify, madam, we drive on the left, you drive on the right.
And what does the traffic coming the other way do?
They drive on the left side too, madam.
Oh my goodness. Doesn't that make the left side rather crowded?
As an example, madam, if you were to steer over to your left and drive on that side of the street, you'd be driving as they do in England.
Oh, my, that sounds like fun. I'm going over to the left side and see what it's like.
You see, madam, doesn't this feel much more normal?
No, but it's fun. I wonder why they don't drive like this here in America.
Madam, up ahead there. Look, some fool is coming towards us on the wrong side of the road.
Oh, dear. He's on the right side and I'm on the wrong side.
You better stop the car, madam.
Oh, What happened?
Stiff upper lip, madam.
Why?
Bent front fender.
All right. Why don't you watch where you're going?
I'm terribly sorry.
Sorry, you was weaving all over the road. Suppose you just come from the beauty shop and had one permanent too many.
Now, see here, young man.
Now, Mrs. Roberts, allow me, madam. If you please, sir, address any further remarks you have to me.
Oh, so you're putting in, eh? Okay, put them up.
A pleasure.
Hey, just a minute. Diby, striped pants, black coat, wing collar.
Also underwear.
Oh, I can't hit a guy on the way to his wedding.
I'm not going to a wedding.
No, huh?
No.
A funeral?
No. No funeral.
Or a politician, huh? Put him up!
No. I'm not a politician. I, sir, am a butler.
A butler? A real honest-to-goodness butler?
I've never heard of any counterfeit butlers.
Gee, we shouldn't be fighting. Well, you and me is in the same racket.
Racket? Racket? Tennis, anyone?
No. The same business. You're a butler, I'm a chauffeur.
I work for Mrs. Prescott. My name's Grogan.
And I am employed by Mr. and Mrs. Roberts. I'm Higgins.
Hiya.
Does that suffice for the amenities?
Yes. The what?
The amenities. The niceties. The protocol. The effluvia. The superfluities. The exigencies. The amenities. The
no,
protocol.
No. Don't go around again. I give up. Let's just forget the whole thing, huh, Pally?
I shall see. Mrs. Roberts, are you prepared to forget this man's lack of driving skill?
Oh, yes, Higgins. Let's go home.
You know, you're very fortunate, Grogan. Mrs. Roberts has decided not to prosecute.
Prosecute?
Yes, she's ready to forget the damage you've done to our car.
Oh, gee. Thanks a lot, Mrs. Roberts. Thanks a lot.
Goodbye, Grogan.
Real nice guy. Yes, you know, I was pretty lucky. She was nice to forget what I did to her car. I got to be more careful. Watch my drive, and I shouldn't run into people. Hey, that wasn't my fault. That was her fault.
Is that you?
Yes, ma'am.
I saw the back of the car as you drove into the garage. What idiotic sort of accident did you have this time?
It wasn't my fault.
Oh, naturally not. It never is. You men drivers are all alike. If I could, I'd hire a woman chauffeur tomorrow.
They ran into me. I was minding my own business.
They? Who was in the other car?
A man and a woman.
Oh, that explains it. The man was driving.
No, the woman was driving.
Oh, undoubtedly the man forced her to change places with them after the accident.
No, Mrs. Prescott, the woman was driving on the wrong side of the street and she ran into me.
What were you doing on the wrong side of the street?
I was on the right side!
See? I caught you in a lie already. Oh, if you were on the right side and she hit you, she must have been on the right side of the street.
But she was... Oh, I wish I was born with brains instead of good looks.
Oh, the stories you tell about your accidents. Why, this is worse than the car that jumped out at you from behind a tree.
I never said a car jumped at me. I said the tree did.
Oh, I Oh, now, really? Oh, I suppose these people will sue us now. What were their names?
Mrs. Roberts, I guess, and Higgins.
Roberts?
Hmm.
Robert?
Yeah.
Oh, Robert!
Yeah.
Oh, yes, they'll sue. He's an attorney, the one who never quite got to the top.
Miss Higgins with her was their butler.
Butler?
Yeah.
Oh, Mrs. Roberts had a butler with her?
Yeah, a real English butler.
A butler?
Yeah.
Oh, well, the Roberts.
Yeah!
Oh, yes, indeed, I know them, of course, and Mr. Roberts is a very successful attorney.
It wasn't my fault.
Oh, I just hope I can keep them from suing us. Oh, I'd love to know them socially. They must be fascinating people. Did you say this Higgins was an English butler?
Yeah, he was wearing a diaper. But it wasn't my fault. and striped pants. It wasn't my fault, Mrs. Prescott.
I must look them up right away.
It wasn't my fault.
The Robert sounds simply divine.
It wasn't my fault, Mrs. Prescott. It was her fault. It wasn't my fault.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, will you please come to order? The first bit of business for the meeting this afternoon is Philip Roberts' annual letter of application for membership in the Seawayne Hills Country Club. I'll read it. Gentlemen, sirs, for the past 17 years,
I've written you, gentlemen, to please accept my application for membership. And for 17 years, you gentlemen have turned me down. Gentlemen, there seems to be a slight misunderstanding. I've come to a very important conclusion concerning this misunderstanding. Make up your minds. Either you want me or you don't. Don't think I'm coming to you on bended knee because there's some blood on the paper. It just so happens
I cut myself on the letter opener. Gentlemen, will those in favor of accepting Mr. Roberts' application signify by saying aye? Perhaps you didn't hear me. Please signify by saying aye. Now for new business. About the gophers and the sand trap on the 13th hole, members have complained that they're eating golf balls.
Are you feeling better now, Mrs. Roberts?
Yes, thank you, Higgins. Oh, dear, what am I going to do? Philip always knows the minute I have an accident.
Even if he's not there, madam?
Yes, he gets a twinge or something like that.
Oh, yes, rather like a woman's intuition.
And Mrs. Prescott, why, she's the social leader of this town. Of all the cars in the world, I had to run into hers.
Circumstances force you to take pot luck, madam.
Philip may have to pay for their car. Why, they might even sue us. I'd better answer this. It might be Mrs. Prescott. If I don't talk to her, she might call Philip. Hello?
Hello, dear.
Oh, Philip! Oh, Philip, dear, it's you. Why did you call?
I'm not sure. About an hour ago, I suddenly had the most peculiar feeling.
Oh, a peculiar feeling, dear?
Yeah.
Did you try some bicarbonate of soda?
It was the same type of feeling I had 3 months ago, Elizabeth, when you tried to knock over that fire hydrant with the car.
The car? Oh, well, you're just being silly.
Yes, I suppose I am.
Oh, of course you are. How's business today, dear?
Never mind the business. How's the car?
The car? Oh, it's standing right in the driveway.
Good. At least it's still standing. But I have a feeling that something happened to the car.
Silly?
Well, I suppose I'm being silly, but about an hour ago, I felt sort of a twinge in my right elbow. That would be the right front fender on the car.
But Philip...
The same kind of pain I felt when you backed the car into that fire hydrant, only in a different place.
Well, it was very nice of you to call. Goodbye, dear.
Yeah, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Elizabeth. It's just that I'm pretty upset. I got rather bad news this afternoon. Mr. Prescott called.
Mr. Prescott?
Yeah.
Oh, dear, believe me, it wasn't my fault.
I know that. You had nothing to do with it.
Oh, I'll admit I was partly responsible.
You were not. They blackballed me again. Now I'll just have to wait until next year to get in the Seawayne Hills Country Club.
They blackballed you again? Oh, was that all Mr. Prescott called you about?
Was that all? Elizabeth, I'm crushed. I'm heartbroken.
Oh, cheer up, dear. Things could be worse.
What about the car?
Goodbye, dear. It was nice of you to call. Higgins. Oh, Higgins, help me upstairs. I think I'm going to faint.
Faint, madam? Oh, yes. Which way do you usually fall? Forwards or backwards? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm Mrs. Prescott. Mrs. Fillmore Prescott?
Oh, yes, yes, quite.
I wonder if I could see Mrs. Roberts now.
I'm afraid that's impossible. Her condition is very delicate. I'm sure you heard about the accident.
Oh, yes, naturally I did hear. Yes, I'm certain of one thing, though, Higgins. It was completely Grogan's fault.
Oh, you're certain of that, madam?
Absolutely. Oh, men drivers are all alike.
Oh, your attitude is refreshing, madam.
I want to see Mrs. Roberts and try to make the whole sad experience up to her.
Well, perhaps if you called again later in the day, Mrs. Preston.
All right. And you tell the poor dear that I'm going to do everything I can to make her feel better. Higgins, I was wondering.
Yes.
Are you happy here, Higgins?
What have you in mind, madam?
Oh, nothing. And I mean, in particular, I just wondered if you were happy, you know, working here with the Roberts.
Madam, I'm in constant ecstasy.
Oh, you British, you're so very, very loyal. Well, we'll talk about it again another time. Good day.
Good day, madam.
I feel much better now, Higgins.
I do too, madam.
Who was that at the door?
Mrs. Prescott, madam.
Oh, Higgins, I'm feeling faint again.
Mrs. Roberts, I have the feeling that you have suddenly become very desirable in Mrs. Prescott's eyes.
But why? Why should she suddenly want to know us?
I wouldn't have the remotest idea, madam. But you do have an ace in the hole.
What's that?
Me, madam.
I am again, Higgins.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Prescott. We have had a busy day, haven't we? Come right in, madam. Mrs. Roberts, Mrs. Prescott is calling.
Oh, my dear. Oh, no. Don't get up. Oh, you don't look well at all. Not at all. Oh, that Grogan is a beast.
Oh, really, Mrs. Prescott, I feel fine. Much, much better.
You really mustn't tire yourself, Mrs. Roberts.
Oh, my dear, I've been meaning to call on you, you know. Yes, ever since you and dear Mr. Roberts moved into town. But it kept slipping my mind, and I kept saying I must call on that dear Mrs. Roberts. When was it you came to town?
17 years ago last March.
Oh, how time does fly.
Tea, madam.
Please, Higgins.
My dear, I've neglected you. I really have. I've treated you shamefully. Tomorrow I'll see to it that you're a full-fledged member of our ladies' club.
A member of the ladies' club?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Mrs. Prescott.
Only a member, Mrs. Roberts. Perhaps I should remind you of other pressing social engagements. Mrs. Roberts is so busy, you know.
Oh.
Yes, I act as a social secretary in addition to my primary function as a butler. Quite common in England, you know.
Oh, of course. I mean, well, how well I know.
Oh,
everyone does.
I see I'm dealing with a very discerning woman.
Higgins, I don't want to keep you from your work.
You're not, madam. Remember, the ace in the hole.
Oh, my dear, I know how it is to be busy. You must use your time well, though, you know. I had no intention of asking you to be merely a member of the ladies' club. I want you to be my vice president.
Vice president of the ladies' club? Oh, Mrs. Prescott, I'm so thrilled.
Oh, well, not only that, but I want you to join our Thursday evening club.
Thursday? Oh, dear, that Higgins' day off.
Don't worry, my dear. The Thursday evening club meets on Sunday.
Sunday evening?
No, Sunday afternoon.
Oh.
You see, I'm making you secretary treasurer.
My word, Mrs. Prescott. Wasn't it fortunate for you that Grogan rammed us?
Oh, that beast. Men drivers, you know, they're all alike.
Oh, let's forget the whole incident, Mrs. Prescott. We'll just let my husband know about the damage to our car.
Well, if he's like other men, he'll probably rave about women drivers. Well, I have something in mind that you can tell him about, Mrs. Roberts. It may make him forget all the damages. I'll see to it that he becomes a member of the Seawayne Hills Country Club immediately.
Oh, he loves to play golf. Are you sure you can arrange it, Mrs. Prescott?
Oh, Mr. Prescott is the president of Seawayne Hills and my husband. Need I say more?
Oh, you're very sweet, Mrs. Prescott.
Oh.
He is served.
Thank you, Higgins. This has been such an exciting day, Mrs. Prescott.
Mm-hmm. Call me Ethelia.
Call me Elizabeth.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Ethelia.
Cream, anyone?
Mr.
What an afternoon. And to think I owe it all to you, Higgins.
Not directly, madam.
Oh, gracious, Higgins, look out there. It's Mr. Robertson. He's come home early.
I'm afraid so, madam.
Good afternoon, Philip. You're home early.
Good afternoon, sir.
Oh, he went right out to look at the car.
Oh, my finger!
Oh, Higgins, he saw the fender. I feel faint again.
Madam, if you'll permit me, I...
Yes, what is it?
Madam, I'd like to take the blame for the fender.
Oh, I couldn't ask you to do that, Higgins.
Madam, I assure you, it would give me great pleasure.
Oh, you don't know Philip very well.
It will be my opportunity, madam, to know him better.
Oh, maybe it would work. You could offer to pay, say, $50. I'd give you the money.
Then it's settled. I wrinkled the fender.
Egan?
Yes, Mr. Roberts.
Go away. I wish to be alone with Mrs. Roberts.
I'd like Higgins to stay.
My dear, my own sweet wife, why did our sovereign state ever issue a license to you? Didn't they know that an ignition key in your hand becomes a lethal weapon?
Philip, dear.
Don't try to explain. Your accidents always have a unique quality. Remember the fire hydrant? 8 experts sent out by the insurance company all swore the damage to the rear of the car was caused by a maniac with a sledgehammer.
I beg pardon, sir.
Higgins, you keep out of this. When you see me in this condition, don't try to stop me. Just take cover.
But I insist upon speaking, sir.
Look in my eyes, Higgins. What do you see?
They're bloodshot, sir.
Exactly. Now stand back. Elizabeth, this is the fender that broke the camel's back.
I damaged the fender, sir.
Elizabeth, this is the end. Turn in your ignition key. What did you say, Higgins?
I said I was driving the car, sir, when the damage occurred.
Oh, don't be silly. No man could do that to a car.
Nevertheless, I am the culprit, not Mrs. Roberts.
You? You drove my car? Why, you learned to drive in a country where they don't even know which side of the road to drive on.
Well, you see, it's very difficult for me to explain, Mr. Roberts. Almost impossible. I almost feel as though I weren't driving the car when it happened.
Oh, really, Philip? I think you're making a terrible fuss over a trivial matter.
Trivial? Have you seen that fender? It looks like an ad. Which fender has the Tony?
Mr. Roberts, please, sir, I shall be most happy to reimburse you for the fender. Would $50 be all right?
That fender is mangled. It's a total wreck. Nothing could fix it. $50? Yes, I suppose that would pay for it.
We owe a great deal to Higgins today, dear. Mrs. Prescott was here.
Mrs. Prescott? Mrs. Prescott? Oh, her husband sent her. They reconsidered, Elizabeth. They've made me a member of the Sea Wayne Hills.
And that's right, dear. You'll be a member by morning.
I knew my letter would do the trick.
Your letter?
Who could refuse an application written in blood?
If you say so, sir.
This has been It's Higgins, Sir, the third in a new comedy series starring Harry McNaughton, with Vinton Hayworth and Peggy Allenby as Mr. and Mrs. Roberts. It's Higgins, Sir was directed and transcribed by Paul Harrison and written by Rick Bullard. This is Lionel Rico speaking.
Join Jack Pearl and Mimi Benzel tonight on NBC.